because it's broken in half right now. They set it aside just to be used to sour pickles in. So a lot is osir, for a little is mutter. This is Al Tanakam Shita. Just because this is a lot and this is a little, it's mutter. They should say, Malacha Merubah Asura. Torah says you can't cook on Shabbos. So I tell you, you just can't cook a lot. Of a Malacha Muetas Muteris, but a little bit you could do. About this, no Svara. You see, Klor Rav Yosi means to say both are Asura. Once you say you can't make salt water, there's no difference between a lot and a little. Elo, Elo V'Elo Asurim, Klor. Both types of salt waters are Asura, even if it's a little bit. The Elo Hein Me Melech HaMotoran, how the Hecha Timsa to make salt water? Noisen Shemen Melech. First you have to put oil into the salt, or shemen amayin, first put the oil with the water in there first, and then when you put the salt in, since the shemen before, it's machlish, takes away the keich of the salt. But you're never allowed to put first water and salt together. Halacha, we didn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, we hold like Chachamim, that if you make a little bit salt water, it's smuta. But to make a lot of salt water, that's what's also. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Ein Oisin Me Melech Azeh. Even though you're allowed to make a small amount, but the small amount can't be very strong salt water. Very too strong, it's no good. My melech azin, what does it mean, strong salt water? Rabbi Rabbi Yosi bar Abba, the Yamru Tavayu, they both said, Kol shabetza tzofa ben. If you put an egg and the egg is going to float, that's called a lot of salt water. Now, the thick salt water makes the water thick, and it floats the egg. So you have so much salt that the egg will float in this water, that's called strong salt water. The kama, what's the shear? Amrabaya, trei tilti milcha. You have 2/3 there is salt. The tiltamaya, and 1/3 is water. That's very thick, strong salt water. That's also even a little bit to make on Shabbos. For the moral of my Abdullah, what do people do it for? Amrabavu alamaraisa. When you want to make the brine fish, fish brine. Trash maraisa shodogim. You want to make like a chais. The juice comes out of fish, that's what they do. They put so much salt into the fish, and then you get the marais out of it. So that's also to do on Shabbos, because that's nearer the reason why you're making the salt, is to be misakein the fish. So it's called tikkun oichel, that the rabbon not called part of it's also. Tony Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, ein molchin tznoin ubeitza b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt a radish on Shabbos and an egg on Shabbos. Even a little bit salt. You can't pour salt on top of radishes and beitzim and eggs. Trashi ain't mochim tznoin ubeitza. Gimel v'dalat chatichos yachas. Trashi means you can't salt 3 or 4 pieces together. Shamelech mabden. Because the Messiah says when you put salt in radishes, it's mabden. It makes it stay longer. It works it over. V'nasin koshin. And the radishes become hard. Every tikkun, that's called a tikkun. If you want a radish to stay a long time, you have to salt the radish. That makes it hard. And now this radish stays a long time. It's called a tikkun. So he says, why what did an egg also? You salt an egg. So to salt one just eat, that's treated as mutter. It's not Nick, you're doing it to let it harden. Because how does salt make a radish hard? It has to stay a few minutes. It doesn't just put salt and radish become hard. When the salt goes in and penetrates inside, it makes it hard. So if you do 3 or 4, it's nicker, like you're not doing it to eat them right now, no, you're doing it to preserve them for a long time. But just 1 or 2 of Adam is mutter. But to do 3 or 4, it's also to salt radishes on Shabbos. And he said, who are then a beitzer also? We'll soon see we don't hold like this. Yeah. Rav Chizkiya Mishmeda Bayiroma, only tznoin is also. We don't work over an egg. An egg, a hard egg, you salt it, doesn't work it over. It's mutter to salt even a few eggs at a time. But I call upon him radishes, the chura, pashut shubiyasa, to salt a few radishes at one time. That's what's brought down halacha. There are some people that want to be makel today, chura davayskim, if you have a salad, and you have a lot of cucumbers there, and you have a lot of cucumbers in front of you, you still want to pour salt over the raw vegetables, the chura, shubla basa. If you first put shemen on the vegetables and then you put salt, that will be mutter. Because the shemen takes away the koyach of the salt. If you just have a lot of raw vegetables and you want to salt it, pashtus should be yosser. I think there are some that want to be makel b'zman hazeh to say, because it's only us in the Gemara's time when it was a derech to be koyvish the vegetables. people used to do that. They used to preserve the vegetables by salting them. So if you do three or four, it looks like you want to preserve them. That's awesome. But Bizman has said that we don't preserve any vegetables by salting, it wouldn't be the gzer altogether. Right. Omar Rav Nachman, let's see how to ask Rav, you want to know myself. Omar Rav Nachman, Merei Shevi Malachna Pugla. At the beginning, he used to salt a radish on Shabbos. Amina used to say, Asuda kom afsinalei. I'm ruining it. It's not called a tikkun, it's called I'm ruining it. I'm taking away the strength, the sharpness of the radish. The Omar Shmuel, Pugla chufre mali. The whole Shabbos of a radish is a strength. It's a strong, something strong, has a good taste to it. So you put salt, it takes away the strength of it. But now keep in the Shemana Lahor, Tichi Osa Ula. The Yom HaMarova, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Malchi Kishri Kishri Mimalech Loi Malachna. If I have a few pieces together of radishes sliced, I don't salt them. A few together, I don't salt. Nor Tevuli Vada Matlinam. If I want to take one piece at a time and eat it, Havada then I could dip it into the salt water and eat it. Because dipping it in, sneak a claw, you can eat it now. If I have a few pieces in front of you, he didn't want to salt the radishes. Trashik Shori. Tilin Gevoyin Eagle Shall Eagle. A lot of round pieces he had sliced up is Mimlach Le Malachna Shtayim Yachad. Here Rashi says even two pieces together he wouldn't salt together. Avetvuli B'shas Achila Matlin of Achilnum. But about the B'shas, I have the radish in my hand or in the fork and I want to eat it, I could dip it into the salt heat because their claw is Nikkei eating it and not doing it or preserving it. Tony Rabbi Yehuda Bachaviva Esroig and Esroig Tznoyin Radish Ubeitza. Il molekli posen, if not for the shell around it, hachitzer, not for the outside shell, einem yoitzim im neimayin. Such a strong thing goes inside, it will never come out of you. Shrashi klipa chitzer, what does that mean, the beitzer? So it doesn't mean the shell mamish, we don't eat the shell, it doesn't go to the stomach. The Rashi says, hi achelben, it means the white of the egg. Ela, so in other words, if you only eat the yellow of the egg, it will go inside and it wouldn't come out. Ela, I did the Tony Bahadi Esra, good snoring clipper, knuckle and arm and lush clipper. And Yoitzim, they mind the trashy, she miskashrin, u miskashrin benetzorin. It becomes hard inside, and it sticks into the kishkis, and doesn't come out, it wouldn't come out. Yeah, not, please. Right, Lielu. Kiyotzi Rabdimi Yomar, me oilom loitova gavro biyomu destoin. A person never drowned in Yom destoin. That's the Red Sea. It's because it's too salty there. It's too thick. Omar Rav Yosef, Dead Sea. Omar Rav Yosef, Hapucha Stoim Vapucha Mila. Like you're saying, after Stoim was turned over, you're saying turned over things here. Gavru, Zchurat Yimadayik, you're saying Gavru Dloitov, you're saying a person won't drown there. Avamashma Kshura Tova, Avamashma beam that went through the Yom of the Stoim would drown. Omar, and that's not true, Avada the beams won't drown there either. Omar Layabai, I meant to say this, let me boy Koma. Let me boy, not only this. Loi mi boy Kshura, not only won't beams drown in the Yom Stoim, the afilu b'chol mei meshavoylam loitova. Even a regular river, they don't drown. Elo afilu gavra, a regular person, the tova b'chol mei meshavoylam. The guy doesn't have to float till drown. It's b'yom of the Stoim loitova, but in the Yom Stoim there, he won't drown. For the moral of my life, Kamina, good, you told us the Chiddush, but my life, Kamina, like what's the Chiddush in Halacha that telling me somebody won't drown in the Yom of the Stoim? Kihod de Rovin, tell you a Chiddush like Rovin says. He was going and following him when they were walking along the Yom Destoim. Omalei, Mahu Lemimshe Mahani Mayi B'Shabbos. Can we wash our face with this water? That's the Shaila. And since it's so salty, like you said before, that nobody drowns there, it's right, it's special water, so are you allowed to wash your face with it on Shabbos? Maybe it should be us in Mishim Refuah. Like, why are you washing there? Since it's good salt water, it's going to merapi you. Omalei Shapadom, you're allowed to. No, that's not called an issa of Sika Salmon and taking Refuah on Shabbos. Mal Lememus Lemiftach, but let's say you have a bit ayik, something wrong with your eyes, and you want to put the water near your eyes, and then you open and close your eyes, that the water should go inside your eyes. Is Omalei Zuloi Shemate. I didn't hear exactly what the lochr is. Like, maybe there it's Mucha that you're doing Mishim Refuah. Trashi Mal Mimshe Mahani Mai Gasinan. Miyasim Mishim Refuah. Is this called the Refuah that the Rabbanan asked you? The Gaza Rabbanan Bechor Refuah Beshabbos. Mishum Slikas Mamonim. The Rabbanan said you're not going to take medicine on Shabbos, as Gzer will have to make a Slik on the Samamonim. He'll take the roses that grow, some Samamonim, something that grow, you have to make Teichin, he'll have to grind it down, which is Nisabi Raisa. The Elo Merafes Esayim. And here the salt water, the Yamat's Daim, is a good refuel for the eye. So can you wash your eyes on Shabbos? So if you stand washing it normally, throwing the water over your face, Shapadomi. Why? To love mucha milsud refuah avid. If somebody sees you, does not realize you're doing it, the shame refuah. Afo pishem rapin. Even though your kavana is for refuah, but since it's not nikir, it's mutter, shari. The time of the refuah, the asiri leisi al gzeirah. It's not a real ista to take medicine on Shabbos. It's only a gzeirah. Shema yishak samamonim. The domi latchina. Maybe you'll take the herbs that grow and you'll make a tchina, grind them down. Shuab malochem. So it's only yosa if it's mucha milsa. That's why if somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a hot tea. You're doing a mishum refuah, but it's not mucha, it's the being done, the shem refuah. It looks like normal people also take teas. So it's not mucha, you're doing the shem refuah. Here also, stam washing your face normally, it's not mucha, you're doing the shem refuah. But then you have to shine the mal, the maimus, the miftah rashi, loshon, a mamitzin as the mace. We have later, the mace dies on Shabbos, he can't close his eyes. Oitzim einov means closing his eyes. You want to close your eyes, but you have to open your eyes. The water should go inside your eyes, you're like blinking very strong. So there it's mucha milsa, you're blinking now, today you want the water to go inside your eyes. Is that mutter to do on Shabbos or not? With your special stoim water? So you answer them back. I didn't hear this exactly, but I heard something else. Kiyotze boshamati. That is also. The Yom Rab Zera. Zimnin omalei mishmei de Rav Masnov. Zimnin omalei mishmei de Marukva. V'tavayu mishmei de Avur de Shmuel v'Levi. They both said it over in the name of Shmuel and Levi. Omrin chad. That one said one member, one said the other member. That yayin b'toich ayin osir. You're not allowed to put wine in your eyes on Shabbos. Because that's mucha milsi doing the shame of fool. About gabu yayin mutter, to put the wine on top of your eyes, and then it drips in, that's mutter. That's one halacha. Trashi kiyotze boi shemati, teecha the mucha milsi the refuah. If what people see you doing, they know you're doing with refuah, of it is awesome. Melo meima semiftach nami mucha milsa. That somebody's opening and closing his eyes in the yam of Zizoyim, that's awesome. Because it's nikka you're doing the shame of fuah. The Yabahor Asadusa the Rav Dimi, the Yomo Leitova Garbe Biyom, the Stoyim Nafkula Minehu, the Chivon, the Malicha Tuva, Masav Yostam Emes Miftach. That's what's the guy, you're free of Dik Alochem. Since you told us people don't drown in Yamad Zdoim, why not? Because it's very thick water, there's a lot of salt there. So Mele, I know now, somebody goes down there on Shabbos to wash his eyes, and he's opening and closing his eyes, it's also to do it on Shabbos. That's what was Negei, his Alochem before. That's called very thick water there. Right. So he said here also, to put wine in the eyes is also, but on top of the eyes is mutter. Trashi zinden omalei shekibu mishtem. He's looking from both of them. Vatavaya rav masta marukva mishmei davu dishmu v'levi yamri. Tati mili omar chad mishmei davu dishmuel v'chad mishmei d'levi. These two halachis, one they said in the name of Levi and one they said in the name of avu dishmuel. Chad omar oy avu dishmuel. We don't know which one. Either avu dishmuel, Shmuel's father was Levi. Yain b'toich ayin the omitz will pass the chaser. If you open and closing your eyes and pouring the wine inside your eyes, that's also the mucha milsitz. Klo, you're doing mishum refu. Of agave ein mutter, the armor of chitza b'yam avdi. Stand, pour the wine on top of your eyes. People think you stand washing your face with wine. That's mutter. The chadom, another locker is reik tofel. That means a fresh spit in the morning. Means when you wake up in the morning before you eat anything, the saliva in your mouth is very strong saliva. And if you put that now afilu agave ein, even to put that on top of your eyes is also awesome. Why? Because nobody puts spit near his eyes. So if you put there, it's a rye, you're doing a mishum refuah. The mitzvah of this fresh saliva has a lot of kayak to it. So that's a refuah for the eyes. It's also to do on Shabbos. Shashi reik tofel. Shaloi toyim klumi shenir mishnosei. When you woke up, you didn't eat anything yet. So that saliva is very strong. Afilu agabe ayin osa. The mucha milst refuah. Dilu l'rechitza moyis. If it's time to wash yourself, nobody washes themselves with the saliva. This first saliva in the morning is very strong and it'll heal if you have some eye sicknesses. So therefore, it's also to do on Shabbos. So the Marat is time. So Chura, it's a good. Oh, yeah. I feel like Rabbi Einosu. From what is time, now who said which member? One was the name of Levi. One was the name of Avuah d'Shmuel. One said this time the Avuah d'Shmuel who the Yama Yain b'Toich Ayin Oser Agabe Yain Muter. Hey, Avuah d'Shmuel said the first member. Why? Me the Yama Shmuel. Since Shmuel said Shoyro Adam Peter B'Yain, a person's allowed to soak bread in wine on Shabbos. The noisner Agabe Yain b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put now this piece of bread on top of your eyes on Shabbos. Because that's this halachim. To put the wine on top of your eye is mutter. Just in your eye when you open and closing it, that's awesome. Is the Chura Shmuel said this name of who? The Shmuel Lemi Man. Who did Shmuel hear it from? La the Shmuel Lemi Avuah. The Chura Shmuel heard it from his father. So it's right. This halacha Avuah the Shmuel said. For the Gemara of the time, it's no good. Because Shmuel said a second member also. The time of Chodiyama Shmuel. Shmuel said a second halacha also. Right, Tofel, that to have this fresh saliva, Afilu Agaba Ayin Osir. And now that I put fresh saliva in Shabbos morning, even on top of your eyes. Here's the Chur of the Shmuel Lemi Man. Who did he hear this halacha from? Ilema the Shmuel Lemi Avuah. If he heard this second halacha also from his father, El Levi of Uloi Chodomer. Or Bezerd and Levi, what is he doing here? He didn't say anything then. Elo. Chodesh Shmuel Yavuah, the Chodesh Shmuel Melevi, Vulayadin and Haim Yavuah, Haim Melevi. The suffix still remains, even though Shmuel said over both halachas, and the Chura Shmuel should say from his father, but we know one was his father, one was Levi, so it's still the same suffix. We don't know which one he heard from his father and which one he heard from Levi. So there's no raya. Oma Maruk from Shmuel, Shoyru Adam Kilurian Meyera Shabbos. This is some type of eye saliva that you want to make before Shabbos in order to put it in your eyes on Shabbos. And then on Shabbos you're allowed to put it on top of your eyes. There's no wisdom in Shum Rafua. Why not? So Drashi Kilirian Shariah B'mayim, let us soak it before Shabbos in water. Yeah, Kilir Rashi Luzia B'lah, some type of seif medicine for the eye. V'nois Nagabi Einav. So the day Kivon the Atzuchul Shroyis Mera Shabbos. Since for this person himself we made him make a shinui that he has to soak it from before Shabbos. Ike hekeru, the heck of him. Volekulam igzer. Him, there's no gzeri. He'll do regular medicine and do srika salam on him because he has a heker. He's only mutir if he soaked it before Shabbos. People will see him doing it. Somebody sees you taking this eyeglass and putting it over your eyes. People think, Stam, you're washing out the eyes, maybe with wine. They don't know you're doing it mishum refuah. So therefore, if you soak it before Shabbos, it's mutir. Balavoyi went to visit Marukfa. Chazya Devi Moya Tsaposich. He saw when he was putting either the wine into his eyes, he was opening and closing his eyes. That's what he was doing on Shabbos. Omalei, Kuli Hai Vadilai Shari Mashmuel. Ozoi Vaj Mashmuel was a mutter. He's only mutter to make a regular rechitza to wash it. But to open and close your eyes, then it's Muchamilsa. You're doing Mashum Rafua. How about it then? It's Shublai Basa. Sholach le Rabbi Yani la Marukfa. So Rabbi Yani, yes, Marukfa. Lishta lon mar mahana kilirin de mar Shmuel. Send us some of this good staff, eye staff you have, that you use for eye medicine. Is Sholach le, he answered back, Shidure mishadrin l'cho yishno, I'll send you a sample of this eye medicine I have. Why? Only d'letei matzar aina. No, you shouldn't say I'm a stingy person. But really, elohochi yom ha-shmul. This is what Shmuel said, that really you don't need this medicine. I'll give you a better nature. Toivas, tipas, tzoyne, and chakras. The best thing for your eye is to wash it with cold water in the morning. Or rechitzes, yodayim, raglayim, v'cham, and arvis. And if I take what a shower at night, take the hot shower, at least wash your hands and feet at night. Arvis, mikol kilurin shabodim. That's the best before there is. It's better than all I say. If you wash your eyes every morning with nice, fresh, cold water, that's the best way. So really, if I see asking me for the safe, how to heal your eyes, I'll give you the best remedy is wash in the cold water. But I'll give it to you, you shouldn't say I'm a stingy person. Trashi, Maruk Fehevei Shrichi Gabi Mashmulia, Tipin Tznoin, Losses Beine, put drops of cold water in your eyes. Or Chitza Daim Raglayim Bechamin, Arvis Nami Mirenayim. He's washing yourself at night in the sun. Trashi, that also is good for your eyes. As these two H's are good for your eyes. Washing yourself at night is also good for the eyes. Tanya Nami Hochi. Omer Rebbe Moino Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Toiva, Tipas, Tsoinen, Shachris. It's good, the little drops of cold water, Shachris in your eyes. Or Rechitzis Yodayim Raglayim Arvis. Mikol Kilurin Shabarlam. The better than all the eye medicines in the world. Hu Ayoyme. It's what Rashi Hu Ayoyme means Rebbe Moino used to say. Yad La'ayim Tixis. Somebody puts his hand near his eyes, it's no good. Like you should cut off your hands. Don't do that. Rashi Yad Liayin. And Rashi learned Shachris Kodim Shita Yodim. When you wake up in the morning before you wash Negavasa, don't put your hands near your eyes. It's bad. Yad Lechotim. You want to put your ears near your ears is Kodim your nose. Put it near your nose. It's Tixas, also no good. Cut off his hands. Don't do it. Yad Lepeh. You want to put your hands near your mouth. It's all Tixas, no good. Like cut off your hands. Yad Loizen. You want to put your hands near your ears. It's Tixas, no good. Yad Lechasuda, Tixas. The Chasuda, Rashi says, Erivda, the Kesilta, if you have a wound, and atop the blood, like the pus is on top, like the scab, where it's open, then it's an open wound, you shouldn't put your hand there. The Kitzah, where before you wash Negavas, you shouldn't touch any part of your body that's open. The touch, brush the skin, it's alright. But touch your mouth, your ears, your eyes, things that are opening, that you shouldn't touch. So it's a bears for Samazik. So the Chasuda means you have a wound, an open wound, you shouldn't touch it either. Yad l'omah tixis. To touch your aver is also no good. We'll soon see what's wrong with this. A poshna means as this is, before you wash negavasa, since there's a hole there by the aver, you shouldn't touch it. Yad l'pita bas tixis. Touch the back is also no good. There's also a hole. If any part of the body that has holes on it, you shouldn't touch before you wash negavasa. Yad l'giga tixis. You shouldn't touch beer before you wash negavasa. Only in beer. You shouldn't touch your hands with beer. Some say it shouldn't touch any food. But I call upon the Gemara's mashma beer is the ikazach. Yad misama. Yad can mamish make you blind. Yad machrish. Yad can make you deaf. Yad mala polimus. Yad can make you give off polimus at Rashi. Mala polimus means reich achoitim. Will make you smell bad. Or haper. You'll come to smell bad from this. That's Pshana Gemara. So Rashi just like see, well, in Nero, the Yad Liyoma, that you're not supposed to touch your hands, you shouldn't touch your Aver, Lav Linyan Shachris Nakalu, that's not on the gate before you wash Negavasa. El Mishum, Stam the Mabel they carry. Stam, you shouldn't touch your Aver, that's Mabel they carry. Mesech, neither Aminim, but Tixos, Mishum, Hai Tama. Right. Tanya Rebbe Nosanoimer, Bas Chorin Hizu, is this person that's on your hands before you wash Negavasa, his name is Bas Chorin. He's a free person, a friar person, can do what he wants. Rashi Bas Chirini Haruach Hashur El Yadayim Lefnei Nefila. Before you wash Negavas, you have a free guy on hand. You gotta watch out from him. Free means you can do whatever he wants. So Bas Chirini Zu Umak Pedes Ad Sheyirchatz Yodav Gimupomim. And he stays on you. He doesn't leave you until you wash your hands 3 times. You have to wash Negavas 3 times. Rashi Umak Pedes Mertilosa Lenoitlo Yofam Ad Sheyishpech Mayim Yofav Gimupomim Ayodav. You have to wash each hand 3 times. Then he goes away. Omri Rav Yechinen, Poich Maver Bas Melech. Trashi Poich Im Nois Nebeinu. From the side it says Chol Anayim, some type of eye paint. If you put it in your eyes, it's Maver Bas Melech. Trashi Im Hezekuleinu. He says if he was Mazik you this Bas Melech, he's also a Mazik that comes into the eyes. If you put eye paint in there, that's good for it. He's Poich Maver Bas Melech. O Poisek Esadimma. You put eye paint in your eyes, it takes away tears. Or mavis seya biafofim. Or make your eyelashes nice and big. So it's good to do it. Tanya namiyochi. Rabbi Yisrael mepuch. This eye makeup is maver bas melech. Takes away the mazik bas melech from your eyes. Or poisek yasadim. Or stop you from tearing. Or mavis seya biafofim. Will have you a lot of hair on your eyelids. V'yama maruk for mashmuel. All in ain be mishum refuah. Eating leaves on Shabbos is mutter. There's no issue mishum refuah. Don't think the guy's eating leaves also refuah. It's mutter. Shrashi Olin kach a shame eisav. It doesn't mean any leaf. It means a special type of a grass. Eisav, a special type of a grass called Olin. You should know ain't b'hem mishum refuah. Shrashi bachilos. If somebody eats it on Shabbos, lohoyer reinayin b'leimosi. Even though your kavanah is to take this to make you have better eyesight, zechur it's refuah. So Rashi's teretiz leimosi. You should know it's not going to help you. That's not called the food, therefore it's mutter. If somebody stands thinks he's going to take these food that's going to heal him up, and it's not a medicine, so that it's mutter. So the Rachur is telling you that's not a medicine. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kusafrita, that's not a type of a herb, something that grows, is also aimed by mishum refuah. It doesn't heal you if you eat it, so don't waste your time. Omer Rav Sheshes, kashus is also aimed by mishum refuah. Eat kashus, something else that grows, is also not a refuah. Omer Rav Yosef, even if I take it's no good for me. Josh, I feel the D means tomorrow and I know I can see good. If I eat it, it just makes me worse. No, it's not called refuah. It does more harm than good. Kagiro, it's also some type of a vegetable, something that grows, is afil the di mali. For me, it's even good. Trash afil the di, the more and I am, I know mali. Even though I have a good vision, still it's good for me. So, come to science, if it's good, maybe then it is a refuah, maybe that will be also take on Shabbos. The other one I wrote for my Shmuel, kol minek shoyz, shori, all type of shoyz is mutter to take, levam mitruza. Achut from truza, you take things that grow, truza is a refuah. Trash kol minek shoyz, shori, lemechel b'shabbos, get nam athisin, kol oichel and oichel adam refuah, tle mucha milse. Any type of an oichel that you eat, it's mutter to eat on Shabbos. Because healthy people, normal people also eat it. Levam mitruza, shenodam oichel, ele refuah mucha milse. Truza is some type of a growth that nobody eats it, you only eat it when you get sick. So if you eat it, that's called medicine, it's also to take on Shabbos. The shayla about, what about to take vitamins? Is vitamins mutter to take on Shabbos? So Moshe says that a person that takes vitamins every single day, for him it's like a normal oichel that's mutter to take on Shabbos also. It's not called you're doing a Mishum Refuah. That's a normal routine. But a person that doesn't take vitamins the whole time, no, only when he gets sick, he takes vitamins in, then Chura should be a shayla, then it could be a tzasser. Because then the vitamins you're taking now, l'shem refuah. Now, it's vitamins in the middle case. Not mamish like an oichel. It's not like taking a tea. But tea, everybody takes a tea. But vitamin is not really an oichel. So it's a chiddush. If you take a vitamin every single day, it's mut to take even on Shabbos. Then it's like an oichel. But if you only take it when you're sick, then you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Chizda, Shurika Tovi Shori. Shurika Tovi Zatrashi, Lisroik Pulatuach Shemen Ubeitzim Ugolim. You want to smear oil on top of an egg. Al Atzli. You want to take oil and eggs mixed together and put it on top of a roasted meat. You took the roasted meat out of the oven, now you want to smear it with these things. Kishucham, even though the meat is still hot. Kishachashaych, we're talking about the beginning of Shabbos. You just took the meat off the oven, you still allow to smear the shemen and beitzim on top of it. Shari. Bavach lehe roseach, kdei lavashim. Bavadah can't mean that Islam is still yatz lettuce boy the meat. Because then I'll cook it up, there'll be an Issa Bishlon Shabbos. Lermina domel masakin. The chiddush is, that's not called chicken. Here we're talking about the meat is not that hot anymore. There's no shayla bishul. Shayla now it's time you want to put geshmaka oil and raw eggs together and throw it on top of your meat. To mesakin the meat, that's not called chicken. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Mashenkin pipua beya osir. It's also to scramble up an egg on Shabbos. Take a raw egg and beat up an egg on Shabbos. That's also to do. Why is it also? Trashi pipaya beya. Literally, beitzim regolim bekara is also. So Trashi, to mechsei command the boiler mishdino bekdeiro. Because usually, what do you beat up raw eggs for? You beat them up to put them into the pot. So if you're beating up eggs on Shabbos, it looks like you want to cook it, make a fried egg on Shabbos, that's also, just to beat them up. So tomorrow, that's what he holds. That's what Reb Chizda holds. I don't know if it's working on Allah or not, I'm not sure. The Veisua de Ziri, Ziri's wife, of the lay, Lechia Barashi, he made it for Chia Barashi, Leyochel, he didn't eat it. Omrulay, so she told him, L'rabcha av delay v'yochel, I made this scrambled egg. Vice versa, I don't know, he's a chazan, what, he wanted to eat raw egg. Sarach, yeah, how the chazanim do? They also stand, they beat it up. So she beat it up for him that he should drink it. So he didn't want to drink it. So she told him, I gave it to your Rebbe, and he did drink it on Shabbos. V'at l'yochel, how come you're not eating it? Trashi Abdelay or Rashlan Sri Katovi, no. Rashlan, she made for him, she's putting this stuff on top of the meat. L'rab chaziri. Yep. Zokte Ziri Latami. Says no kash. Ziri did Latami. Yama Ziri. Noisin Odom Yayin Solul Omayim Sulul Techa Mishmeres B'Shabbos. If you have clear water or clear wine, you're allowed to put it through the sieve on Shabbos. There's no Issur Boreh. Why? V'ena Choshes. Alma Kiva de Mishtosi Hochi. You could drink clear water the way it is. You could drink the wine the way it is. Is lav midi covered? You're not doing anything then. Even though you're putting it through the sieve or through the shmata that like purified the wine again, there's no issa burr. Because since it's edible right now, that's not called burr. You just want to make it super duper clean, there's no issa. His ochinami, kiva the mistach lochi, since the meat could be eaten the way it is right now without putting this gravy of oil and eggs on top of it, is lav midi covered. You're not called doing anything. You're allowed to put gravy on top of meat on Shabbos. Because you can eat the meat the way it is anyway. Therefore, it's mutter. But this first halacha about beating up an egg, it doesn't say klol halacha. It's not halacha. I don't see. No, no. V'yomar rukfa misha nokfa yodoy oy ragloy. Somebody bruised himself on Shabbos. He got a bang on his hand or on his foot. Soim soy biyayin. You're allowed to put wine on top of it. V'yena choshes. You're not chshayla luchur. You want to stop the swelling, so you put wine on top of it. Still, it's mutter. Trashi. He hurt himself on Shabbos. He got a wound. to stop the bleeding. If it's bleeding, even you have to put wine on top of it to stop the bleeding. And that's not, there's no issue with Shemifua. As you're now healing yourself, you're just stopping the bleeding, that's not called Refua. Refua means healing. This is just stopping the blood, that's Mutter. So when you're bleeding, you're allowed to put your finger there to stop the blood. That's nothing. I'll be not making more blood come. Iboiluhu, Cholomai, what about to put vinegar there? Omarav Hillel, Rav Ashi, Kievina by Rav Kana Amri, Chololoi. To put vinegar ready, no. Vices vinegar heals. That's awesome. Omarava, Bahani b'nei Mechuza, Kiva de Mefanke, Afilu Chamra Nami Masilei. B'nei Mechuza, very mafunic, very particular. For them, even wine is also merapa them. So by also do it on Shabbos. Rashi the Mafanki Mugonim Hain, the whole Davashu Chozik Ktsas Kosher Lipsorim Vatsaimsain. Anything that you put on their meat is not Mitsaimus that makes it shivers up. So it's not Mitsmarap, it's not just stopping the blood. It's already Tsaimsain means like making the skin heal already. So that's called the Refuah, that's also. As we hold a normal person, blood doesn't make the skin heal. It just stops the blood, that's Mutter. Only vinegar makes the skin heal. But people are mafunokim, for them even wine makes the heal skin make their skin heal. It's also doing Shabbos. Ravinik Loilave Ravashi, Chazia de Rechicha Le Chamro Agaba de Karya. Rechicha Ravashi Chamor Derech Le Raglev. A Chamor is Dorech Le Raglev. He's the Chamor trampled over his foot. So he saw Ravinik Loilave Ravashi, Chazia de Rechicha Le Chamro Agaba de Karya. He saw that a Chamor trampled over his foot.